This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Melissa Royce, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-R-I-O-S. Date of birth 02/11/1952. Date of appointment June 20th, 2024. Requesting physician Janice Freeman, J-A-N-I-S-F-R-E-E-M-A-N. CNP. Dear Janice Freeman, I have the pleasure of seeing Melissa Royce today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 72-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose left hand shakes, lips quarrel. She has a history of anxiety, depression, and she is on medication for that. She is very nervous and shaky. More prominent for the last 6 months. Tremors are both resting and action. She has difficulty walking. She is very nervous. She thinks that she is going to trip and fall. She never spilled the coffee or water. She does not have any difficulty in feeding herself. Short-term memory is not good. Right hand is numb and tingly after fracture last year. Past medical history. History of hepatitis C, hyperglycemia. History of bowel perforation. Venous stasis syndrome, small bowel obstruction. Endometrial hyperplasia, diverticular disease of the colon. Chronic back pain, hypertension. Anxiety, depression. Schizophrenia. Hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, ankle surgery, tubal ligation, colon resection, allergy, lactose, medications, amantadine, 100 milligram daily, atorvastatin, cholecalciferol, famotidine, fluphenazine, hydroxyzine, losartan, paroxetine. Social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, divorce, lives alone, have two children, family history, mother disease, had diabetes, father disease, had high blood pressure, four sisters, three brothers, one brother has Parkinson's disease. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, memory loss, numbness, tingling, depression, anxiety, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. There is no, please rewrite again, there is a mild rigidity present and mild action and resting tremor present on the left hand. Tremor of the lips present. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait mildly shuffling. Assessment and plan, 72-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, dementia. Number 3, schizophrenia. Number 4, depression. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, headache. Number 7, numbness, tingling in the right hand. Number 8, back pain. Next paragraph. Her tremors can be due to the side effect of the medication, and early Parkinson's disease is also a possibility. Her memory problem are also due to her psychiatric issue, but Parkinson with dementia is also a possibility. Her CT of the head is negative. At this time, I would like to start Senamet 10 over 100, 1 PO3 time daily. If necessary, we will increase it. Later on, we can add the medication for dementia. She might need EMG of the upper extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.